Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Podcast Show number 139, and we've actually got a cracking turnout this week.
Five of us.
We've got Danny Silver here.
Hello.
Jeremy Mundell.
Hello.
Andy Franks.
Hello.
And we've got a new podcaster.
Yay!
Hey. Introduce yourself, sir.
Alex Kelly.
Alex Kelly.
And who do you... Scally?
Who do you support, Alex?
Spurs.
Oh. So, please don't turn off, because this one, you're a bit keen on your Spurs, aren't you?
To say home and away. Missed five games last season.
Season ticket holder. Oh,
proper Spurs fan, then.
I'm not going to beat you. It's hard to get tickets for top clubs, Dan, as I well know. So don't worry about that. But yeah, welcome on board, Alex.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll be a regular voice for our listeners, unlike Connor Self last season, who turned up for two shows and then disappeared.
With his hummus.
No wonder he couldn't show his face again.
Yeah, not surprised.
Well,
it's all kicked off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, I still don't even know why we're doing these shows, to be honest, because the football season hasn't even started yet.
Don't be daft. Europa League's back, the Champions League's back, so there you go.
Yeah, I think you are, yeah.
Not yet.
And a wee matter of the Football League.
What? Oh, that, yeah.
That thing. So, who was your standout performance of the week then, Dan?
Last night
was your standout performance of the week.
The whole night.
I thought it was a cracking night. Didn't rain.
Oh, I came home to chili and... Anyway, that's another story. No, without a doubt...
Is that your new girlfriend?
I've got a girlfriend.
Sorry.
Shut up. No, without a doubt, it has to be Newport County's winner, Brighton.
Yeah.
I mean,
away as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A resounding from 1-0 victory.
Down. From 1-0 down. I mean, what's his face?
Kane. Sorry, that was it.
Oh, knowledge is the bomb. Oh, it's gone. Got sent off in the 60s. Calderon. Boom. Got sent off in the 67th minute, I think it was.
Should know better, shouldn't he?
Huh?
He should know better.
Got sent off in the 67th minute. And two goals in extra time for Newport, which is, having just got back into the Football League.
Yeah.
That's not a bad way to start.
One at the weekend as well. They started very strongly.
Yeah, no, without a doubt.
Top of the league.
Ooh. Yeah, they are indeed, yeah.
Newport County, top of the league.
Seven goals in two games.
Yeah.
They're laughing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Not terrible start for Brighton, really. Not easy going to Leeds in the first day of the season, but again, 1-0 up, I think they were.
But then you kick on in the cup, don't you? You make sure you field a team that's going to win.
Well, I don't know. Is the League Cup really that much of a focus for anyone outside of the top flight, or indeed anyone outside of the
Bradford.
Top few teams?
Well, they're out as well.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, that does show the fantastic run that you can go on and have.
Try telling Accrington fans that last night wasn't worth it. Do you know what I mean?
Fair,
and now they're in the hat. They're in the hat for the next round.
No, from Brighton point of view, I think it's a really poor start, but. There's some good results last night.
Yeah. Some great results. I mean, Middlesbrough, as you just mentioned, lost to Accrington.
Yeah.
And they lost at the weekend as well to Leicester. Two home defeats.
And the mighty Morecambe beating Wolves 1-0. Yeah. Good start to the season for Wolves, isn't it?
And a cracking night in Sheffield.
A cracking night in Sheffield where Wednesday... Well,
Wednesday,
United lost at home to Burton Albion. And Wednesday lost away to Rotherham.
Local derby as well.
Well.
Vaguely.
So,
Fair enough, yeah. No, cracking night.
And Stevenage beat Ipswich as well, which is no mean feat for them as a football club.
Good all round.
Poor start for Ipswich as well.
Ipswich, who we widely tipped last weekend, last week as being the ones to watch for the season.
Paul Sparrow tweeted me saying he'd strangely been mistaken for a Spurs fan twice in the last week. I said, did you look depressed and despondent more than usual? And he came back with, mate, I'm a season ticket holder at Ipswich. I always look like that. and after last night's result, I can't really argue with that either.
Yeah.
It's not been a good start for a couple of championships.
Come on, let's not get carried away. It's one.
Two games. It's just not been a good start for a couple of the teams.
Yeah, I think we said last week it's going to be a competitive old season.
We talked about
in the Championship.
Yeovil, I said that I was worried about them in the Championship. What a result for them at the weekend. First game in the Championship, away to Millwall, and they get a last minute goal. Fantastic for them.
fair enough.
So
I mean,
I really hope they do well, actually. I'm not bitter anymore. I hope they do well in the Championship. Well done.
Well, it'd be interesting to see. I'll tell you, so I was watching the Football League show on Saturday night.
The manager was on there,
wasn't he? Yeah, he was, and he's a jolly old Scottish fella, isn't he? Bless him. But what caught my eye, QPR, and I said it some length last week how I thought QPR would struggle. But their squad looks so much stronger. I mean, obviously, it's going to change a lot.
Tarats has gone today.
Has he gone today?
He's going to be one for the gritty Tuesday nights, isn't he? When it's raining in Stoke, he's going to be.
He's a class act, though. He's a great player. If he wants to turn up, I think that's a good signing for Fulham.
It'd be interesting to see how he gets on with Yeovil. He didn't do it at Tottenham together. That's true, actually. That's what I was wondering. Forgive and forget, I suppose.
But QPR, their squad, especially with Joey Barton actually pitching up on the first day.
They've lost Remy as well.
Remy wasn't even involved. They had Tamora and Johnson up front, who looks like a strong
Charlie Austin as well,
scoring on his debut.
Aren't they billing for £5 million with someone else this
Jermaine
week as well?
Defoe, which would be ridiculous. If Jermaine Defoe in a World Cup year when England had a dearth of strikers,
can't see it happening. Why on earth he leave Spurs
because when we've only got Soldado and Harry Kane on loan, or is he on the books? He's not good enough.
But actually, that leads on to my standout performance of the week, which is the referee in the QPR Sheffield Wednesday game, who seemed to have a bit of a mare. And that was, I suppose, it came to a head when Joey Barton brought down one of the Wednesday attackers in the box. He did throw himself down, but there was quite a bit of contact. Barton was on a yellow card. Should have been a penalty. Red card, down to 10 men. Wednesday had a good few chances, had the momentum, and he booked the striker.
Speaking of going down, sorry, but did you see the?
Not about your girl, is it?
Is this
chilling? Oh, here we go.
Oh, leave it out.
Sorry.
Are you talking about Big Didier?
Yeah, I was just saying the whole showcase of Didier Drogba in a few minutes, wasn't it? In the Galatasaray Arsenal game when he went down as easily as Jerome's mum. And then scored an absolute blinder straight after that. But sorry, yeah, go.
Is Jerome's mum known to simulate a foul when playing football? Is that what you meant, Dan?
That's exactly what.
Yeah.
I meant.
Yeah. Say what you're hiding.
Actually, let's move off the drives. Well, talk about Didier.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Apparently, Drogba, correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard that he's never been booked for diving in the Premiership.
Really?
Yeah, no, seriously.
That cannot be true.
I'm sure it was said on the game on Sunday. He was never booked in the Premiership for diving.
That could well be true. That is fucking ridiculous. Because he never really, did one of those, you know, like one Zakora did, you know, back when he was playing for Spurs.
Ashley Young, nowhere near someone, and dives. Because he does draw contact, he's such a big bloke, but then goes down
very, very easily. But leaves his trailing foot behind, but he's never gone, perfected the arm, basically.
My personal favourite was Robert Perez all those years ago when he actually moved his leg in the way of the defender. Just awful, horrible, terrible man. But my standout performance of the week actually comes from last Thursday's Europa League, and Swansea looked fucking scary going forwards. I'm actually quite worried about the first game of the season.
Boney looks good, and Routledge and Dyer look like a fish.
They just signed a new 4-year contract, didn't they?
And to be fair,
they held on to Guzman as well, didn't they?
They brought him back on loan again. They brought in some Spanish defender whose name escapes me, but he looks like he's going to get a few red cards.
I think he looks like a bit.
And Jonjo Shelvey looked very good as well.
Shelvey's a good signing. Shelvey will kick on for them.
So Swansea could potentially have a great season. I always think there is potential for them to just completely implode with Michael Laudrup. He's the sort who will just throw his toys out the pram and disappear.
I also just think, you know, they've got a lot more fixtures this year, so let's see how they handle the Europa League. And they're a few injuries away from probably being, you know, left behind up front. They've only got two recognised strikers, haven't they, in Boney and Moore. Yeah. Or is Moore gone?
Moore's gone.
Moore's gone, yeah.
So Boney's actually the only...
Leiter. I don't know how they'll cope.
Bony's actually the only recognised striker. No, but Michu's not a striker.
Michu plays up there effectively.
He's in midfield again, down in on
he's an advanced midfielder.
Get him in, go
by Premier League football, yeah. But yeah. I mean...
actually, it's a brief detour. Are we going to do fantasy football?
Yeah.
I've had a request on Twitter.
I've made a team.
Are we going to do it on the Mirror or the Premier League website?
Premier League's easier.
I think Premier League's a bit more inclusive.
And then, are we going to offer it round to listeners? And they want to get involved?
Definitely we will. To this week, I'll set up a league and I'll tweet it round to anyone who wishes to join. Maybe, who knows, maybe we'll have a prize at the end of the season as well. It'll be something shit, I promise you.
Like a Kit Kat finger or something like that.
Oh, yeah, 1/5 of a 5-finger Kit Kat.
But Jim will then go on and eat. But, Swansea look very, very good. I do think the same for Wigan, though, because they started very well with a 4-0 win at the weekend, but they are obviously going to have not only the Europa League, but extra games in the Championship. Plus, they're going to be playing catch-up because they've got the Charity Shield at the weekend.
Yeah.
And as good as they look like they could be, I do think that they'll probably end up struggling for those promotion places. Who knows? Might be on the mic.
Some of their players as well have been still being linked with Premiership.
Yeah, they've still got the likes of McManaman, Maloney, MacArthur.
They didn't start McManaman the other day.
Nah. Actually, no one's actually being linked with McManaman.
Everton have been quite strongly, £15 million, which I think is a bit daft.
15?
Yeah. 15.
Well, McCarthy's been touted as at least 15.
Are we really going to start talking about how daft money there is in transfer?
It's not worth it, to be fair.
We can't go on, because obviously...
Go on, you might as well. There's quite a lot of money being touted about still, isn't there?
There is. There's a lot of... transfer gossip. There's obviously, I think, the four big sagas of Rooney, Fabregas, Suarez and Bale, and I've actually got an exclusive quote on Luis Suarez internally from Liverpool. Basically, a friend of a friend works for Liverpool TV and was out in Asia with the squad, and in a bar last night, I can't mention names obviously, but he was speaking to a senior member of the Liverpool team.
This is a podcast exclusive. He asked him his thoughts on Luis Suarez
and the whole affair, and I can't use the word he used, but I think you can imagine what it is. He said Suarez is a hunt, and he owes us another season, and the way he's behaving is absolutely disgraceful, and the squad
has
turned on him.
Senior member from Liverpool,
senior member of the present Liverpool squad, which from narrows Liverpool. It down. It's not Jordan
Henderson.
There's
not many of them, is there?
Not Jordan Henderson, so we'll narrow it down there. But yeah, so
maybe Robbie Fowler's still
Liverpool.
was it Ian Rush?
Did you see the picture of Ian Rush with the Wu-Tang?
You know how I love a tenuous link. You spot that. Yeah, I love it. Do you see that joke?
No.
They were in the
same. Why are you referring to me?
Oh, you're black, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. You're in the Wu-Tang Clan, aren't you? Jay Redman Mundell.
They were in the same hotel in Oslo. And he's got
in Oslo?
Random. And Ian Rush was just having a picture with the two of the Wu-Tang Clan. I was like, that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Which members, do we know?
It was RZA, and I can't remember the other one.
Method Man?
It wasn't Method
Inspector
Man.
Inspector Deck?
It might have been Inspector Deck. I think it was Inspector Deck. It wasn't Old Dirty Bastard, because he's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Oh. Speaking of Old Dirty Bastards, where's Jim this week?
Hey.
Otherwise,
I think he's playing football tonight, isn't he? Yeah. So he's getting in the mindset. Yeah, to go on the pitch and act like it's the FA Cup.
I know we've got five. Five either current or ex-pubcasters playing in the team tonight.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
That was my invite.
February.
To the media.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. Sorry, mate. No, aren't you busy?
Pick up your girl from the airport.
It's an airport run.
I'm not picking someone up from the airport.
What was the other time?
Hours,
I would have played.
Mixed excuses.
Planning my wedding. Yeah. I'm actually doing that on Saturday. If anyone's in the Pulborough area, I'll be at a caterer, so keep an eye out for me.
On that note, unfortunately, Jay and I have got to shoot off.
Yes, you do. You've got to get ready for the game tonight. Who are you playing?
Some
outdoor people. We have to stay indoors.
So, look, just throwing a couple of pennies
there's
right then.
Colleague of ours and Chelsea fan Danny Payne.
Danny Payne.
Is this your old football?
Professional Cockney Danny Payne appearing on the podcast.
I do try.
Thoughts on Chelsea for the season coming up, Danny?
No one cares.
Gonna win it.
Over there.
Yeah.
Naughty boy of the week, Cameron Jerome.
He's a very naughty boy.
He's been done for breaking gambling rules. Didn't bet on a game that he was playing in or Stoke were playing it.
Yeah, it was a Premier League game though that he'd bet on.
They're not allowed to do that.
No, they're not allowed to play.
Which it'd be interesting to see what the fine is, because Andros Townsend got what, 4 months but three suspended.
Yeah.
So let's see what they give to him.
He's put his hand up, he's admitted it. Yeah. We'll see. Did anyone see the Mario Balotelli spoof video of playing classical piano?
Is this on YouTube? Because I haven't seen it.
It's magnificent. It's a spoof from a Chinese marketing company called Boo. But it really looks like Mario Balotelli sat there serenading Pirlo with some classical music. It's fucking amazing. And then, sorry, my other little bit before we go is, have you seen that Crystal Palace have brought in a hypnotherapist?
Yeah.
Not just any hypnotherapist, former WBC super middleweight boxing champion Glenn Catley, who...
What?
Yeah, who apparently thought he was a shit boxer when he started with, had hypnotherapy, and he reckons that's probably one of the reasons he won the world title.
Did he actually win the world title, or does he just think he won the world title? Monday, someone's going to click their fingers
and you're back in the room. They've gotten to get their mindset for the Spurs game. They've got
one for you before we go. Actually, another standout performance of the week, Dan. Melbourne Heart played Latrobe University of the week, Dan. Melbourne Heart played Latrobe University today in a friendly. What was the score?
It was 12-0.
12-0.
12-0.
Yeah. I mean, they were playing a university team, but still.
Absolute domination. They've also rejected a bid from South Melbourne of $7 million to buy out their A-League place.
Really?
Yeah, they're trying to
buy out their place.
South Melbourne are trying to buy the franchise because they used to have A-League team. They now they're now in the Victoria Leagues. And they want to get back up there. And they've also re-signed Aziz Behic.
They have.
Alone,
very good.
Fantastic.
Harry Kuehl.
Starts in October, but will be building up.
Yeah, Harry Kuehl made his debut. Came on, set up two.
Yeah.
David Williams. David Williams scored five. And Dylan McAndless got four. Lad on trial, Billy... Constantidis. Got a couple as well. And Ian Ramsey scored as well. So, great start. For the Heart.
They'll be dancing in Ramsey Street tonight. It's actually in Melbourne as well, isn't it?
Is it?
Do you think he's from there? Yeah.
No.
Well,
no.
Oh, well, on that note, like Carl Kennedy,
One last one, which is really funny. Hell. One last one, no. The former Man United coach,
Mooney, 4 weeks in the job.
Two games has been sacked already for Anzhi. And Andy's owner is so pissed off that they're playing really badly that he's put the entire squad up for sale.
He's going to slash
the entire squad.
What that means is the likes of Samuel Eto'o, Willian, Lassana Diarra, Christopher Samba again. How much do you reckon you'd get on him going to QPR?
I was going to say mercenaries. QPR must be interested in a few of them.
Great banter.
Yeah, you'd think so. But anyway, lads, good luck tonight.
Next week.
We'll see you soon. We will go on to talk a bit more.
Can I weigh in with my stand down performance?
Yes, you can.
And this is
Jerome and Dan for leaving?
Well, you know, we're used to it, aren't we? Port Vale Football Club. Do you know what? They actually played really well against Brentford on Saturday. Fair play, but it's the football club that I'm not impressed with.
Go on.
Well, first of all, they couldn't get their act together to send tickets out to Brentford, so it meant that all tickets had to be bought on the turnstile. If anyone's ever been to Vale Park, I'll leave it to your imagination, but it's not the Emirates. So they didn't have any tickets printed on the day when we turned up, so if you wanted to go in, you had to go through the turnstile and then you couldn't go out again. So it meant that everyone stayed out drinking, and fans started going into the ground, turning up for the actual game, they opened one turnstile.
Were you basically behaving like Celtic fans?
No, absolutely not.
Can I just say, we did clear up the whole Celtic argument on Twitter. And of course, like I said, we are equal opportunity discriminators. We hate everybody.
There's as many Brentford fans as that are scumbags as
there's
there are
not as many
fans.
Brentford fans no, as there no, no. are Celtic fans.
But when we talk about scumbags...
Does that mean that there's a higher ratio of Brentford fans that are scumbags than Celtic? If there are
probably,
as many...
Probably.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. Look, anyway,
Brentford
back to Port Vale. You know, don't open up one turn. So it actually meant that there were fans who were getting into the ground 15 minutes into the kickoff.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'd been queuing outside
for
45 minutes. I'm sure they got a 15%
discount.
No, I'm sure they didn't. So anyway... Sort your act out, Port Vale. You're in a league up now, sort it out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well.
You played quite well. Should have got beaten, but you got a point.
Don't worry. A couple of more performances to talk
about.
Not
biased at all.
A couple of more performances to talk about before we go on to talking about a bit of transfer stuff, especially now we've got a real Spurs fan down here.
Actually, I'm really glad we didn't talk about Bell whilst Dan Silver's here. So no, you get your thoughts on Bell from another. Yeah,
now we're getting an actual Spurs opinion, fan. But just to say, obviously, going back to Europe's, St Johnston managed to pick up a win in Minsk.
What a win!
Well, it wasn't in Minsk, it was actually in Grodno, which is 140 miles outside Minsk.
Why wasn't it playing?
Because they're having their stadium rebuilt. But do you know how many St Johnston fans were there?
Go on.
Two.
You're fucking
joking. One of which wasn't actually a St Johnston fan. He was just a Scottish bloke who lived in Grodno and wanted to go and support St Johnston. But they won 1-0 away in Minsk. They are performing fantastically in Europe. I really hope they make the group stages.
St Johnston fans, support your club.
To be fair, it's incredibly difficult and expensive to get to Belarus. It's one of these almost quasi-dictatorships. So not easy. But Celtic beat Augsburg. Fair enough to them. Hopefully they'll get through. And I want to give a lot of shout-out to Shakhtar Karagandy from Kazakhstan, who's from the first Kazakh team to reach the playoff round of the Champions League. They're two games away from getting into the Champions League proper. That would be amazing.
Go on.
Can you imagine it? United or Barcelona? Arsenal will get them
in the playoff, mate. Yeah. Easy.
But in fact, Arsenal can't, but Celtic could.
Actually,
that'd be interesting to see.
In the Champions League third qualifying round, second leg last night, Tel Aviv were really unlucky. Maccabi Tel Aviv were really unlucky against FC Basel. So Basel have gone through 4-3 on aggregate, but it was 3-all last night. Yeah. I mean, that would have been a fantastic scout for the Israeli team against Basel.
Yeah.
Because Basel, you tend to see them in the Champions League
They knocked Tottenham out of the Europa League last season. They knocked United out of the Champions League the year before. We don't like them on this show, basically.
But you don't anyway.
I think they knocked Brentford out the year before.
And they've been linked with Gareth Bale. So the Spurs fans don't like him.
Gareth Bale at Basel.
I think that's, unlucky Tel Aviv. You didn't quite do it. But, Basel would have been a big scalp for anyone.
Fair enough.
But, no big upsets, actually, in the third qualifying round, second legs last night. Bit of a shame.
No.
Fenerbahce are through, aren't they? Lyon are through. Yeah, no big upsets.
Maribor getting through past Nicosia, I think, is about the biggest upset, because Nicosia have been there in the last year. Nicosia, in fact, got to the quarter final of the Champions League, didn't they, the other year?
They managed to sneak their way Porto on penalties, was it? Porto?
Yes, they did, yeah.
Good knowledge, Al.
So, knowledge is the bomb.
Your pre-season at the moment. I know pre-season's pre-season, but I mean, you're not. Have you won one game or something?
Two games. It's kind of checkered because we've been playing teams that have halfway through the season. So Japan, they're halfway through the season. AIK, we drew with 1-1 last night, halfway through the season.
Yeah.
We've been playing in some pretty inhospitable environments. I mean, Liverpool have struggled in Thailand as well. Chelsea won 1-0, I think, in Thailand. So that's one way of looking at it. But you'd rather you go out there and just plough your way through pre-season.
It's not the start that Moyes wanted.
But at the same time, if we go out at the weekend and win 4-0 against Wigan, then who's going to care?
But I mean, your first game in the Premiership this season is
Swansea away, which is a very tough game.
No, I don't think anyone wants to play Swansea first game. Swansea away is going to be one of those really tough games.
We got
this
second
season.
Yeah, and I'm not looking forward to that either.
Are you going to it?
Yeah,
of course he is. He's a real fan.
We got a hard start. We got Palace away, Swansea at home, and Arsenal away.
I'm doing my annual turn up at a friendly at the weekend, and he's going every week. It shows. But I will say, I'm going to try and record some extra time from the Charity Shield.
You might as well.
Because I'm going with a few regular United home and away fans.
Go on, Wigan.
So I'll get their opinion on the season ahead. And hopefully we'll post 10 or 15 minutes of drunken rambling.
Have Wigan sold
No, they haven't. United have sold 47,000, and I think United still have a few left, but we've been given more tickets. Wigan have only sold about 30,000, I think.
That's pretty poor.
But they're not opening it out to further United fans. I think they want to avoid trouble, but at the same time, I mean, it's ridiculous. You could sell out more tickets for United fans, but we'll see what happens. But transfer sagas. I don't really want to talk about Rooney and Fabregas because I'm bored of
Fabregas ain't going anywhere anyway. I think it's pretty obvious.
As I was saying earlier to you, a year ago, I think United fans would have been jumping for joy if we'd signed Fellaini. I think now people are disappointed he's not a big name, but.
Really?
Well, he's not my first choice, but I think he'll do a job in the Premier League for us. I think in Europe, he'll be a bit of a liability.
But I think that's a really poor way of looking at it, because at the end of the day, you're going to play... you know.
Oh, it'll be good for our bread and butter.
You want 40 odd games in the domestic league, nearly 40 games.
I think the thing is, if we sign Fellaini, we need someone else to help us kick on in Europe.
But that's the thing, in Europe, you've got to look at the teams improving. Juventus have signed a lot of good players.
Yeah, yeah. Tevez being
Barcelona
one of them.
Have improved. Have kicked on. Madrid are going to improve.
They're going to get Paulo Suarez.
Paris Saint Germain look a lot stronger. Monaco aren't in it yet, but they will be.
Man City, hopefully. Well,
Man City are a year wiser. And Pellegrini has quite a good pedigree, obviously, with Malaga and Villarreal.
Well, all of his signings are good players, but if I was a City player, I don't know if I think we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
If I was a City fan, I don't think I'd be excited about any of the players he's brought in.
No one's world class.
He's spent good money,
isn't he? Players.
Well, I mean, you say that. So Navas is a Spanish international. That makes him well.
Very, very good. Not arguing that. Yeah. Like you said, it's not revolution, it's evolution, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've got rid of a couple, brought in a few. No one out there, you think, oh, he's unbelievable.
But they spent good money on Negredo, and actually you'd think that Soldado's probably the more attractive striker out of the two. And you've got him signed in. Class signing, I think, for you.
Yeah.
I've
absolutely.
For 2 years.
Well, he's really proven goal scorer over three seasons at Valencia, isn't he? Yeah. So nearly 58 goals, 57 goals?
He's got something like, 58 goals in 89 games or something like that, which is...
So he's done it at the top flight in the Spanish league. So you'd expect him to kick on in the Premiership, wouldn't you? So I think he's a good signing. But City, again, I don't know if they've strengthened their first 11. And this was the problem that they had last season. They spent quite a lot of money on strengthening their squad, but they didn't
do anything to make their team winning
the Premier League. They didn't improve their first.
Bearing in mind, compared to this time a year ago, they've lost both Balotelli and Tevez.
Yeah, who arguably were two of their best players when they won the league.
Well, you look
year.
At the quartet when
Tevez came back in.
Well, there were certainly two of the difference makers.
Yeah, massively.
Well, you look at the quartet. It was Aguero, Balotelli, Dzeko, and Tevez.
Yeah.
Now it's Aguero, Dzeko, Negredo, and Jovetic. There's not much in it, is there? Really?
No. The difference will be Negredo and Jovetic as well have to.
Jovetic could play.
But if you look at how they.
But they'll have to adapt, and who knows, they might come out and be fantastic.
If you look at how they've performed pre season, City as well, the one out of all of them strikers, I don't think Aguero's hardly played. Dzeko's the one that's banged the goals. And he's the one that consistently seems to score the goals, and he's always last choice.
To be fair, City have had a bit of a checkered pre season as well. They had that fantastic game with Milan last week where they won 5-3, and it was 5-3 at half time after being 5-0 up.
Yeah.
But they lost to AmaZulu of South Africa. They didn't look particularly good against South China, albeit on a dog of a pitch. I mean,
they need a centre-half.
I didn't know you were a Zulu either, but anyway.
I am a Zulu. But yeah.
They need a centre-half. The Stasic's out for 6 weeks. They'll play for him as well. They've lost Torre, obviously.
Yeah.
If
you're Jolly and Lescott, all of a sudden you're thinking, shit, I'm not going to go anywhere now.
Yeah.
Not that anyone seemed interested, but...
I think Jolly and Lescott's... Still a really good Premiership central defender.
At the top of the league. That's why, as a Spurs fan, it's actually been a really good summer for us so far. Putting Bale to one side.
You need a centre back, though.
Yeah.
Fuck
but yeah,
you
agree. We need
well,
a centre back.
Well, let's talk about Gareth Bale. I mean,
let's talk about Bale. Yeah, I like
104 million.
As I said,
and Cantrell.
It's been a great summer. We brought in three players actually straight away, get into our first 11. We've never done that before August since I've been a Spurs fan.
Yeah.
Soldado walked straight into a team. Chadli, many people think, play ahead of Lennon. And then you've got Paulinho, who's an international Brazilian centre fielder. It's a bit like a beast. So if we can keep Bale and bring in a left back and a centre half, now we've sold Coulcart and Matuidi got injured, I think we're in really good shape.
Yeah.
However, the money being spoken up for Bale is outrageous. I'm not being funny. He's a great player, but he's not worth £104 million.
There's a question that's very up for you, and it's come from at unfitforpurpose1h, who calls himself a man, a myth, a twit. And I'm not going to argue with him, but it was a very good question. Would you prefer your side kept a star player or replace them with three or four very good players?
Right now, because I think the league is open this year more than ever, I would say keep our star player, which is Gareth Bale, because I think it means you've got a settled side.
Yeah,
you've made a few additions, you've got a settled side, and you've got a team that can really push on from last season that showed positive signs. In the long term, selling Bale for example, £100 million and bringing four players in will make a better team.
Yeah.
What it means is we've already signed three players, that's bringing in eight players in one summer, that's a whole transition all over again, which means your chance to have a real crack at the title this year, in my opinion, is fading if you do that, because you've had such a transition.
I agree with that. I think if you want to crack at the title, then you need Bale. But I think if you yeah, if you look at the future of your football club and really, really, you know, making a squad stronger, then the money that you get off of Bale is incredible.
Of course, you can't knock it.
I mean, you'd be lucky to ever get a season like you got out of him last season again.
But and he is only 24, that's the thing.
How influential is he, though?
You know, last season,
I'm talking about in the dressing room.
Would you ever put the captaincy on him?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, actually, does it matter too much? All right, so, you know, he's not calling the line in central defence, and he's not calling, you know, calling everyone around the pitch in central midfield. So, how influential is he?
You lose
a load of goals, you lose a load of flair, you lose a load of pace, but, I mean, you can replace that.
I agree you can replace that, but in terms of last season, there are certain games where we weren't at our best. You could see some of the players went into their shell, such as Lennon.
Everyone's going to Bale.
And
I get
just,
that.
Every time they had the ball, all they thought was, where's Gareth Bale? Where is our man?
Yeah. Yeah.
And in a way, he was the captain without being the captain last year, in terms of they all looked to him for the inspiration. A bit like when Fabregas was captain at Arsenal, when they weren't the most vocal players, but you looked to them on the pitch as your inspiration. Yeah. For me, Jan Vertonghen would be my captain all day long, I suppose, because he's a leader.
He's injured at the moment.
I reckon he should hopefully be back for the Swansea game. But I wouldn't give Bale the captaincy because I think he plays that part anyway, so, without having the armband.
So who's your vice captain? Is it Dawson?
Well, Dawson's captain. But
okay.
There's rumours they are thinking of Jan Vertonghen and making Jan Vertonghen captain, and he'd be my one.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see, but moving on. I've mentioned the other week.
We mentioned Suarez, didn't we?
I mentioned the other week that. Friend of the show, Firas, is working on the stadiums for Qatar 2022, and he sent us an update on things over there, because obviously there's a lot of concerns and there's been a lot of talk about the heat over there and a winter World Cup. At the moment, they are currently building air-conditioned stations and walkways to be connected to the stadium to move the fans around. They're also building a whole new city around the stadium that's going to host the final, called Lusail City, which have 380,000 residents. It's going to be a big old thing they're building. It's going to be built on water, similar to their Pearl and Palm Jumeirah in Dubai. You know, the big man-made islands. The main drawback's likely to be the accommodation, although the country's actually quite cheap to visit. He says the heat isn't as bad as you may perceive. Now, bearing in mind, when it was 25 degrees 2 weeks ago, we were all complaining it was too hot. I would question whether that would be the case
for
the likes
of
the English. What's
the heat like compared to, say, South Africa? Because hotter. Apparently it was too hot in South Africa.
Hotter.
It?
It's very hot and it's a very dry
heat. It will
heat
be a winter
there,
World
yeah.
Cup, though, yeah.
And apparently they're going to ban
We've got Brazil as well coming.
Well,
speaking
of the Vuvuzela, they're going to ban. Or speaking of South Africa, they're going to ban the Vuvuzela.
Thank God.
But they're going to allow other musical instruments. But yeah, so we'll keep. If Firas, I'm sure, will keep us updated.
Can they ban the trumpet?
Well, they've said that it should keep the Barmy Army and the Spaniards happy. So he's actually said trumpets and drums will be encouraged.
Really?
Which is a massive shame. But you can't have everything.
I mean, that's the what. That's something that really, really sort of makes my teeth itch when I watch England. That constant do 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 do.
Yeah. Do 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 do. And the bloody national anthem.
Oh, Michael!
We won't go into politics.
So you wouldn't sing it if you. So are you Gary Neville?
I'd be Gary Neville or Wayne Rooney.
We knew that, though, didn't we?
Yeah, of course. Felt Labour.
Gary Neville won the cricket, by the way.
Gary Neville won the cricket.
He was on the commentator.
He was
the
on
cricket.
The cricket, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he turned into a cricket commentator.
Well, Phil Neville used to play for Lancashire Youth at cricket, and he could have chosen to play cricket. I think he played for England Juniors.
Talking about Phil Neville, as I was getting ready for work this morning, Rio Ferdinand was on some. He was being interviewed on some morning television, either yesterday or this morning.
Yeah.
And he said that Phil Neville's changed his mobile number. So. He doesn't talk to any of the United squad anymore. So Rio Ferdinand said that he has to call him coach, and normally he'd have text message banter with him throughout the season, and now he can't. quite interesting that, you know, Neville's taking quite a professional approach to his coaching.
That always works well, doesn't it, when people elevate themselves
absolutely.
Like that?
No, but Rio, actually, he wasn't taking the mic. He was saying, it's a good positive change.
Because at the same time, everyone remembers the Steve McLaren era of Stevie G and Walter
JT.
There needs to be a difference, doesn't there?
Absolutely.
Speaking of Rio, he's struggling to sell his testimonial, isn't he? keeps plugging it on Twitter.
I think you're always going to, but apparently it's very, the tickets are a bit overpriced, and I think...
And Gerard had his, didn't he? Against Olympiacos.
I don't understand that.
Was it Olympiacos or Panathinaikos?
No, Olympiacos, because obviously famously scored the goal with Andy Gray wetting himself.
What was the turnout for that like?
I think it was fairly good. Apparently Luis Suarez got a massive ovation, which I don't think, after his histrionics this week, I don't think he would, but...
Is he going to go to Arsenal, though?
No, he's going to go to Madrid.
He wants Madrid. And
how are Madrid going to get Bale and Suarez?
What's ever stopped them before splashing the money? There is one way they could get the money in the fair play way, and that's sell us Ronaldo, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Probably not.
Bit of sad news this week, and that is Lenny Berry, age 59, Bradford City's City Gent mascot.
He's only 59.
He's only 59, and he's having to step down after 20 years because he's lost too much weight to play the role.
I saw this.
Famously, the role of the City Gent, he was fat, he rubbed his belly at the fans. But he got diabetes a few years ago, and he's lost a load of weight.
He looks fantastic,
and
actually.
The club offered him the opportunity to wear a big fat suit and a mascot head, and he's turned it down.
I don't blame him.
And apparently they're not going to replace him. But yeah, massive shame. Poor fella. Bad enough he got diabetes. Now he's being turfed out of his club.
For losing weight, from looking good.
Absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. One last thing as well, because I don't know if anyone's got anything else to say. Barnton FC, my local village team from the Northwest Counties League, are now following us on Twitter. And I'm thinking, after last season, we attempted to follow someone. I can't remember their name. They never got in touch with us. They lost every game. Barnton have actually got in touch with us, thanked us for following them. So I think from now on, Barnton FC, they're going to be my team. I'll keep you posted on their progress.
We haven't
seen
to a vote, have we? But
no, but fuck you all. They're my village team. They play just off Townsfield Lane. If you're ever in the Northwich area, go and visit them. But yeah, I think on that note, we're about wrapped up for the week. So you know the usual score. Email us, barntonfootballpodcast.co.uk. We're on Facebook.
Keep an eye out for Fantasy Football.
Yeah, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Visit us, footballpodcast.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter, @footballpodcast. On Twitter and Facebook, I will put up the code for the Fantasy Football League as well. We'll think of a prize. It'll be whatever we can get our hands on at the end of the season. But who knows, it might actually be worth it.
Go on, Wigan.
Yeah, keep enjoying the football. I will try and post some extra time at the weekend. Type in your PIN code so I can stop the recording, Andy Franks. And
Mike, breathe.
Yeah, breathing. Yeah, we'll see you all next week.
Bye.